director shook his head, confused. He'd reviewed the report before it was sent to Jace. Theron's name had been redacted from the files. He was certain of it. Someone in analytics must have altered the final report before forwarding it to Jace. And Marcus had a pretty good idea who the culprit was. No wonder Theron was so happy to be working on this report, the director thought, gritting his teeth as he felt one of his migraines threatening to come on. Jace picked up on the director's discomfort.
Is something wrong? Is Theron Shan no longer with SIS?
Marcus thought about lying, but he didn't want to risk damaging his relationship with the Supreme Commander if the truth ever came to light.
Theron's still with us.
Is he a good agent?
One of our best, the director admitted. But every agent on the list I gave you is just as capable.
If Theron Shan started this, don't you think he's earned the right to see it through?
Theron may not be the best candidate for this particular mission, Marcus replied. This is a joint operation with the Jedi. He works best on his own.
The report says he was working with a Jedi when he went after Darth Mekkis. Someone named Negani Zhou.
That was a unique situation.
Jace arched the eyebrow on the good side of his face in surprise.
You don't think Operation Endgame is a unique situation?
Theron's methods can sometimes be a bit too stylish,
Marcus explained, choosing his words carefully.
Stylish?
He prefers to go through the window instead of a perfectly good door.
I know the type,
Jace said, nodding.
More than a few of them in the military. Get addicted to the adrenaline rush. Always looking for action. Makes them trigger happy. They get too fond of killing and bloodshed.
Theron's not like that,
the director assured him, unwilling to sully his agent's reputation, even if he did feel like tossing Theron into a trash compactor at the moment.
You're obviously concerned about something,
Jace continued.
Are you worried he might betray us?
His loyalty to the Republic is absolute,
the director said emphatically.
He's just unfocused. He sees something that doesn't sit right with him, and he has to get involved, even if it's not part of the mission. He likes to improvise instead of sticking to plans.
Sounds to me like he's just going above and beyond,
the Supreme Commander said.
We could use someone like that for this mission.